Christian Edwards, a hard defeat to take?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the amount of chances that we had in the game, we weren't as fluid as we were on Boxing Day, but the chances are still there, which I was really pleased with. Really should score after a few minutes with Jordan's header. We've, I think two off the line maybe, and another header with Jordan. Emlyn's long-range shot is a bit speculative, but yeah, the chance was there for us, and to say we weren't as fluid, in fairness to Barry, they came at us. Both teams were ravaged by injury today. I think they had four missing, we had four missing through suspension as well. So always disappointing to lose a derby game, but it's important that we learn. I think we're learning this season about what it takes to play football after Europe, and that's a real good learning curve for us.
And in the context of reaching the top six, results have gone against you this evening, so it's going to be difficult for you to secure that top six berth now, I suppose.
Again, for me, we always speak about that 30-point mark, and this year the bar's been raised again, I believe, probably 33, 34 points, so it's a bit of a myth. But if you can get in close to that, then I think you've got a chance, and we've said if we can get in and around that, then we'd be happy. Last year, I think we got a 30, didn't get there. The year before, we were plus 30, and the year before that, we were plus 30. This year, we'll be there again, and if it's not to be it, then so be it. And we'll have to do the hard route from seventh, knowing that you're going to be away for both semi-finals. But we've done it once, and it was an enjoyable journey. And as I've said previously, this is a league that we're very, very proud to be in. And it's a league that we respect every opposition and every game that we play. And we thank ourselves, lucky that we are in this league, because I think people have been speaking about the what's happened in a decade ago in Division 3. And in this decade, we've also played in Europe, and there's not many teams that have done that, so very pleased the way that the players are progressing.
On behalf of everybody associated with the JD Cymru Premier League, thanks for your time, and wish you a healthy and happy new year, Chris.
Cheers.